You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. India's services PMI saw a dip and posted 54.3 in September, following August's rise, suggesting a loss of growth momentum owing to price pressures, unfavorable public policies, and an increasingly competitive environment. The seasonally adjusted S&P Global India Services PMI Business Activity Index fell from 57.2 in August to 54.3, highlighting the weakest rate of expansion since March 2022. The data, however, reflected sustained economic growth, the S&P Global report noted. The data also showed continued revival in business confidence, with sentiment rising to its highest level in over 7.5 years. New business inflows and outputs also rose, albeit marginally. Next up, the economy. Indian and Indonesian bonds are offering shelter from extreme volatility in global markets. The two countries' sovereign debt only lost 0.4% and 1.5% respectively for dollar-based investors in the third quarter, less than other emerging markets in Asia, including China, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. They knocked China off the top spot as the best performer in the region. Amid the global sell-off in the third quarter, the higher yields on Indonesia and India bonds have provided a bigger offset to bond price losses, said Duncan Tan, a rate strategist at DBS Group Holdings Limited. Indian and Indonesian notes have the widest spreads in emerging Asia, helping to shield investors from the turmoil in U.S. Treasuries, which had the longest string of quarterly losses in almost a decade. They offer an alternative to China, which had previously been considered a safe haven amid extreme rate fluctuations. The world's second highest economy hasn't seen the scale of foreign inflows observed last year, as Chinese 10-year yields have largely remained below those on Treasuries since April. Meanwhile, the growth in world trade is expected to slow down to 1% in 2023 due to global uncertainties, according to a WTO forecast. The World Trade Organization has also projected a growth of 3.5% in global trade this year, as against the April estimate of 3%. World trade is expected to lose momentum in the second half of 2022 and remain subdued in 2023, as multiple shocks weigh on the global economy, the multilateral body has said in a statement. The statement said, WTO economists now predict global merchandise trade volumes will grow by 3.5% in 2022, slightly better than the 3% forecast in April. For 2023, however, they foresee a 1% increase, down sharply from the previous estimate of 3.4%. The forecast does not augur well for India, as it is looking to increase its exports. Moving on, India's biggest cookie manufacturer, Britannia Industries Limited, clinched a deal for operations in Kenya as part of its plan to expand in Africa, a Bloomberg report said. The company teamed up with Nairobi-based Kenafric Industries to purchase Catalyst Capital-backed Britannia Foods Limited in Kenya in a $20 million transaction that also involved acquiring property and a plant, Mikul Shah, a director at Kenafric, said in an interview. Britannia Industries, unrelated to Britannia Foods, took a controlling stake in the partnership, he said. The refurbished factory in Nairobi is scheduled to be commissioned this week, according to Kenafric. In some exciting news, the 5G rage has begun, and joining this rage today is Airtel. The telecom giant today launched Airtel 5G Plus in 8 key Indian cities. Starting today, customers in Delhi, Mumbai, Chennai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad, Siliguri, Nagpur and Varanasi will start getting the Airtel 5G Plus services in a phased manner as the company continues to construct its network and complete the rollout. The company informed that customers who have 5G smartphones will enjoy the high-speed Airtel 5G Plus on their existing data plans until the rollout is more widespread. There is no need to change the SIM as the existing Airtel 4G SIM is 5G enabled. However, you will need a 5G-enabled smartphone to avail the 5G service. Airtel says that its 5G runs on a technology that has the widest acceptance in the world, with the most developed ecosystem. It claims that it offers 20 to 30 times higher speeds than today, along with brilliant voice experience and super-fast call connect. Airtel 5G Plus claims to offer 30 times faster download speeds than Airtel 4G. And lastly, let's hear how the share market performed today. Domestic equity market benchmarks BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 were trading higher on Thursday, a day of weekly F&O expiry amid mixed global cues and strong foreign flows. BSE Sensex jumped 500 points, or more than 1% to 58,578, while NSE Nifty 50 crossed 17,400. Stocks of L&T, HCL Technologies, Sun Pharma, Reliance Industries, Infosys were among top Sensex leaders. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.